Rutherford Issues. Nobody covers Rutherford County better than WGNS. FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and TV 11.
Welcome back in. 20 minutes before 4 here on Rutherford Issues. Glad you're along with us on this nice, warm, toasty day. Think cool thoughts. And that's why I brought in a couple of cool people in to talk this afternoon. Vicki Baldwin is joining us here along with Betty McNeely, and they are here joining us from, I don't know, the Rutherford County Adult Activity Center, but maybe not for much longer. And that's kind of interesting, I hear. Vicki, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing well. Tell us what you do with the RCAAC.
That's the short name.
Yeah.
I am fairly new. Started in March as the development coordinator. So I am in charge of fundraising, events, and community awareness, marketing, PR, and all of that. So having
and
a good time.
Betty, you've been doing this for a little while, haven't you?
For a very long time. For about 32 years at the Adult Activity Center.
Only 32?
Only 32.
You're young for that. You started at what, age 15, 16?
15.
Yeah,
15.
Somewhere along there. There's some great activities coming up, and 32 years, and this is the 35th anniversary celebration, so it's almost been your baby the entire time.
I feel like it's my baby.
Yeah. Now, tell us about some of the things that are coming up.
Well, the most exciting thing that's coming up is we are having our 35th anniversary celebration, which includes an award ceremony, but also includes a name change. We're going to announce our new name that evening.
So it's still Betty McNeely, though, right?
Yeah, that
not your
change.
Name. That's going to stay the same. Well, that is awfully exciting. Vicki, why all of the 35th anniversary things? I mean, that's, you know, 35. I guess that's one of the years that you celebrate. You hear about 25 and 50. You think about mm-hmm. those. But what makes this year special?
Well, in talking about the name change, we thought that that would be a great opportunity to not only celebrate an anniversary, 35th, but also combine that with the excitement of the name change and community awareness of the fact that we're here, the fact that what we do, all of our services, and then come with us, celebrate the name change, and have a nice evening along with it.
So that will be the night coming up on August 18th, mm-hmm. After the silent auction and dinner. At some point, that's when the new name will be revealed.
At the very end.
You have to stay until the end.
Yeah.
what is the reason behind the name change? You kind of mentioned, I guess Vicki did, Betty, about being out in the community more, and maybe the name change will allow the public to kind of understand what you do a bit more?
Well, that's about it. Adult Activity Center sounds like what we were when we first started, which was a daycare center for people with adults with intellectual disabilities to come and hang out and do crafts and socialize mm-hmm. while they're giving their families a chance to hold down jobs or to run errands. Way back then when we started, that's all that was expected of people with intellectual disabilities. We are so much more now. We understand so much more about our folks and their capabilities that's why we're changing our name to reflect all the great things that our folks are able to do.
That is very, very interesting that the name Rutherford County Adult Activity Center really, I guess you're right. I hadn't really thought about it that way, but it kind of lends itself to this is a place where you just have some activities. But there's more than that that goes on there.
Oh, so much more, and so much more that our folks can do. We now do job training and placement. We have people with intellectual disabilities placed all over the county in various jobs. We have residential services where our folks rent their own homes and live in regular neighborhoods. The most important thing we do, or one of the most important things, is our folks do volunteer work throughout the community. They're not just recipients of services. They're not just people to be looked after. They're people that can give back to the community. So we operate 7 Meals on Wheels routes, for example. We do all the mixed paper recycling for the county. So our people are real community members.
Mm-hmm. Now, you may have to refresh my memory on this. Did you have a visit not too long ago from State Representative Sparks.
We did.
Okay. And so the young man that he talks about just about every time that I meet up with him, he was saying he could not believe how fast he could make pizza boxes or something like that.
He's one of our clients. His name is Danny. He is deaf, blind, and intellectually disabled. But Danny loves to work and doesn't like to stop working. And his real area of expertise is assembling pizza boxes. And he works at several of the pizza...
Papa John's
restaurants in town. And he has broken the record of pizza box assembly and can out... pizza box anybody in the organization.
You know, that may be... Have you ever watched the TV show Minute to Win It?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That needs to be one of the things on there. Boy, I bet he could really... He could light up the stage with that
he
one.
He really could.
What you're able to do is offer folks who may not have the possibility to enter the workforce. Let's take Danny here, for instance. Mm-hmm. He probably would have had a hard time walking through the door without some assistance and saying, you know, I'm looking for a job and here's what I can do.
And what we do is we find jobs for our folks, but then we provide on-the-job training free of charge to the employer till the person is working independently. The only difference between our folks and normal employees is that it might take them longer to learn a job skill.
Mm-hmm.
So we just provide that on-the-job training free of charge, and then our folks start working and they do outstanding work.
Now, is there an actual physical center as well?
Yes, we have a facility over on Haley Road, and where we operate a sheltered workshop and do some other of our activities.
Mm-hmm.
But most of our folks are out doing something in the community, full time or part time.
We are talking today with Betty McNeely and Vicki Baldwin with the Rutherford County Adult Activity Center. I'm going to say that as many times as I can because we won't be able to say that much longer. But what do you find, Betty, is the most common misconception about what goes on out there on Haley Road?
I think the most common misconception is that there is no conception. We are very under known.
Mm-hmm.
People don't know what we do. And that's another reason why we're doing the anniversary, is so people can come to understand all the different aspects of our organization.
Vicki, in your new role, I guess that's part of what you have to do is get out there and tout the services that are available and
right.
and really bring a community awareness to the Rutherford mm-hmm. County Adult Activity Center.
Right. Working a lot through the Chamber, United Way. Lots of networking opportunities in the community and just getting out there and talking to people, and had a great response so far.
Mm-hmm.
In the few months that I've been there, it's been a whirlwind, and we've gotten a lot of things done with the event, brand new website, Facebook, Twitter, newsletters. It's been fun.
All the places that you have to be noticed.
Yeah.
And radio now, too.
Yeah.
You can add that to the
and
list.
And radio.
Betty's been here several times, I think, in the past, and we have spoken. But, you know, as you were talking, it kind of was going through my mind about what Mike had mentioned. I think there was a proclamation. We did a news story on this as
That's
well.
Right.
That
That's right.
Danny was presented a proclamation, I think.
And one of the things that was so neat was the representative also did the proclamation in Braille.
Yes.
So that Danny could read it.
That is really awesome, and he's one of many. How many clients would you say you have at this point?
We have around 115, and they're from Rutherford and Cannon counties. They're all adults with intellectual disabilities, but many of them have additional handicapping conditions as well.
Ranging from what? We've talked about developmental disabilities. I guess there are physical disabilities as well.
Some have physical disabilities in addition, like cerebral palsy, for example. Maybe they use wheelchairs. We have folks that are deaf, folks that are blind. One gentleman that's deaf and blind. People with mental health problems as well. But all of them are intellectually disabled, meaning they're slow at learning.
Mm-hmm. You know, I find it very interesting. This is something that's near and dear to my heart and my family. My wife has cerebral palsy as well.
Oh, okay.
And just to know the drive and determination that those who may have a disability have, they really want to work. They want to be just like Betty McNeely and Brian Barrett, you know. And sometimes you need that extra help, that extra leg up.
You need that extra support just to get your foot in the door. But what we found with our folks that are out working is that they work harder, they're more loyal to the employer, fewer workers' comp claims, they don't call in sick, they don't malinger. They're just great workers.
There's just a desire to work, a desire
a
to...
pride, a real pride.
It is a pride because someone... You know, I can speak from personal experiences within my family of, you know, sometimes you'll see a door shut just because of the way you look or the way you walk or talk. However, when you get that opportunity, when that door is open, you're very loyal to that person just because you gave me a shot here, so I want to do the best that I can.
One thing about Murfreesboro I should mention is that they are so welcoming to our folks and have been so supportive. Mm-hmm. So it's a wonderful place to run a program like ours.
Betty McNeely and Vicki Baldwin here from the Rutherford County Adult Activity Center joining us. And the anniversary celebration, the awards and silent auction is coming up, and the unveiling of a brand new name on August the 18th. 5:30 for the silent auction, at 7:00 for the dinner. And Vicki, this is going to be at the Doubletree?
Mm-hmm. Doubletree Hotel in Murfreesboro, Old Fort Parkway. And should I mention tickets now?
Go ahead. Go right ahead.
Those are important, aren't they? Those are very important. Very important. Tickets are available. Tables are available by calling 615-890-4389 or going on to our new website, www.rcaac.org. Either way.
rcaac.org.
Yes.
And will there be a new website later?
Yes, there will. You're trying to get that new name out of us, aren't you?
I'm working as hard as I can. So, but that will come, I guess, after the unveiling, or
yes,
everything will be ready.
This website will just point to the new one. So
very good. Silent auction items. What do you hope to do with the money raised here, first of all?
Betty can probably speak more to that.
We'll use it to help support some of our folks that are not being funded by the state. Most of our money comes from the Division of Mental Retardation Services, but some people got dropped from services, from funding, so we're going to try to support them within our agency through fundraising.
Now, also, I guess there is some United Way money as well with the group?
Yes, we are incredibly lucky to get United Way funding.
Mm-hmm. So all of that helps, but you still have more costs to defray, I'm sure.
Well, like every other agency, our funding has been cut drastically over the last couple of years.
Sure. Vicki, tell us some of the silent auction items.
Okay, well, we have a wide array of items, everything from autographed sports memorabilia, handmade jewelry, spa services, lots of restaurant and retail, gift certificates, collectibles, HD televisions, electronics, art. We actually have some art that was created by one of our clients, which is very interesting and wonderful art. Choral society, season tickets, indoor rock climbing. We have that's one of our more interesting items. Even a simple will preparation is on the list. So there are a lot of items, lots of things still coming in, karate lessons, a weekend getaway, lots and lots of spa services and tanning. The community's just been really, really responsive to asking for the auction items.
Now, I'm sure that if anyone has some auction items, that you'd be willing to take those?
We are willing to take auction items up to the day of. They can bring them to the Doubletree Hotel on August 18th, and we'll still take them. Corporate sponsorships are also still available, so we can take care of that as well.
I see some flyers and things of that nature that are floating around, and all of your information. And you brought up Twitter and Facebook. Mm-hmm. I see you're using the QR codes and all this kind of stuff. So kind of into the new century of communication,
yes.
Huh?
Yes, it's exciting. Trying to use all of the social media and avenues that are out there, just as Betty said, to get our name out there and let people know we're here and what it is that we do. And with the name change, hopefully that'll be a good way to get an awareness out there that we are here.
Well, I think you're going to join us later on in the month, and that will be after the name change.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll find out about that, and hopefully we'll be able to get that information out on the day of or the evening of the 18th, and get that information to the folks. And now, all that's changing is the name, and I guess a little signage and things of that nature, but still out there on Haley Road, Betty?
That's right. That's right.
None of that's going to change there at this point. So I guess, once again, Vicki, if you want to hit the high notes of what's coming up, when it's coming up, and what's going to happen here before we close.
Okay. This is our 35th anniversary celebration and silent auction held on August the 18th. That's on a Thursday night at the Doubletree Hotel on Old Fort. 5:30 is when we will begin the silent auction. 7 o'clock is dinner, and at the very end of dinner, we will announce our new name. Tickets and tables are available by calling 890-4389, or you can purchase tickets online at www.rcaac.org.
RCAAC.org, or Rutherford County Adult Activity Center, for now.
Yes.
Betty, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you very much.
We'll see you very soon. Vicki, good to meet you, and I hope we this is one of many interviews that we talk about all the great things going on out there on Haley Road.
Thank
Very
you.
Good. Thank you
so much.
All right. Betty McNeely and Vicki Baldwin joining us here on WGNS Rutherford Issues. We'll wrap things up here in just a moment.